Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The chairman of the House Select Committee says the panel has no choice but to seek a criminal contempt charge against former Republican Congressman Mark Meadows. It was in the final 9 months of then-President Trump's term in the White House that Meadows served as Trump's chief of staff. Meadows previously declined to appear for a deposition and did so again today. The Select Committee is investigating the January 6th attack at the U.S. Capitol. Meadows is the third former Trump associate to face possible contempt proceedings. The other two are former Trump strategist Steve Bannon and Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark. Infrastructure will be the focus today when President Biden travels to Missouri. NPR's Mara Liasson says the president is expected to highlight aspects of the roughly trillion-dollar infrastructure bill passed by Congress when he speaks in Kansas City.
The president is determined to educate voters about how his administration will help build bridges, broadband, and clean water pipes in their cities and towns. He'll go to the red state of Missouri, where hundreds of millions of dollars will be spent from the bipartisan infrastructure bill on the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority. The state will get money to upgrade highways, bridges, and the Kansas City sewer system. The president will also point out that the bill was passed because he followed through on one of his most important campaign promises, to bring members of Congress from both parties together to deliver for the American people. Although much of the money will be spent over many years, the White House is hoping that enough of it is spent quickly to create lots of jobs so that voters notice and reward Democrats at the polls next year. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
Drugmaker Pfizer says early tests show its COVID-19 booster shot may be effective at preventing disease from the Omicron variant. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
Several labs around the world have now shown that most people who receive two doses of a vaccine don't have antibody levels that would do a good job of protecting them if they were exposed to the Omicron variant. Although it's possible that what scientists are seeing in the lab may not accurately reflect what's happening in the real world. It also now appears that a booster dose of a vaccine may restore some of that protection. According to a news release from Pfizer, antibody levels against Omicron in blood from people who had received three doses of its vaccine did appear to be protective, and even two doses may provide protection against severe disease. Joe Palca, NPR News.
A decision is expected later today from the Canadian government on whether it plans to join a U.S. diplomatic boycott of the upcoming Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The White House announced the boycott earlier this week, citing China's record on human rights. Australia's prime minister has since announced his country will do the same. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. The Dow is down 109 points. The S&P is down 9. This is NPR News from Washington. The National Transportation Safety Board says errors by a dredge operator, including inadequate communication and planning, likely led to last year's explosion of a liquefied propane pipeline at a Texas port. Five people were killed in the Corpus Christi ship channel. India's defense chief was among 13 people killed today when a military helicopter crashed in the south of the country. NPR's Lauren Freyer in Mumbai says one person survived the fiery wreckage.
The Indian Air Force's General Bipin Rawat, his wife, and 11 other people died in the crash. There was just one survivor, another military official, who's been hospitalized. The helicopter carrying 10 passengers and four crew was on its way to a defense college in the southern state of Tamil Nadu when it crashed near a hill station. India's defense minister called it an extremely unfortunate accident. An investigation is underway. TV footage from the crash site shows firefighters spraying hoses over the smoldering wreckage in a lush, wooded area. General Rawat was India's top military official. He was 63. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
Heavy rains, mudslides, and hot lava are putting search and rescue efforts on hold on Indonesia's Java Island. That's where a volcanic eruption 4 days ago killed at least 34 people. Dozens more were hospitalized, many with burns. Japan is lowering its expectations for economic growth in the final quarter of this year. This after word that the country's economy contracted during the third quarter by more than 3.5%. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.